Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I want to welcome you to this week's edition of your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God and Maker, we want to say a very big thank you to you this day. Thank you for your protection over us, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. We went to bed yesterday night and you woke us up this morning. It's not our alarm that woke us up. And this morning, Lord, you have been keeping us. We've gone out and you are bringing us back home. Father, Lord, we are grateful for everything that you have done for us. They are so innumerable that we cannot count them. Everlasting Lord, we just want to say thank you. We are not amongst those who grumble, complain, but rather we are amongst your children that we always give thanks to you. No matter the situation, no matter the circumstance of our life, Father, we will always lift you up. And we are here once again to say thank you. Because you and you alone deserve all glory, you deserve all praises, you deserve all honor, you deserve all adoration. Daddy, accept our thanks today, accept our adoration, our worship in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we go into the study of your word, Lord, this day, come and speak to us individually. Let there be an encounter with you, a life-transforming encounter in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. You are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that every goodness of the day shall be released unto you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God will remember you today. Indeed, He will do something wonderful, something glorious in your lives in the name of our Lord Jesus. The Almighty God will fill your mouth with song of joy, song of victory, song of fulfillment in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, I'll be discussing with you what I titled, Forsook All and Followed Him. Forsook all and followed him. I'm taking my text from the book of Luke chapter 5. I'm reading from verse 1 to 11. So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two boats standing by the lake. But the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. Then he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out into the deep and let your nets for a catch." But Simon answered and said to him, "Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net." And when he had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." For he and all who were with him were astonished at the catch of fish which they had taken. So also were James and John, the son of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid." Jesus is telling someone today, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you shall catch men." So when they had brought their boat to land, they forsook all and followed him. But the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a common story that many of us know in the scripture. And you can see here, God stepped into the boat of Peter and he turned the night of toiling, night of labor. He turned it around for him. The Almighty God will step into the boat of your life and he will turn everything for your good in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Peter let out his boat for our Lord Jesus Christ to preach the gospel, and as a result of that, Jesus rewarded him. Whatever labor you are doing in the vineyard of the Lord, the Almighty God will reward you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It will bring about life of toiling, laboring without result to an end in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. But our topic for today is forsook all and followed him. Deep Peter has been toiling all night to get fish, but was not able. And now he caught so much fish that his boat was breaking. He had to beckon on others to help him to carry the fish. But after all, he forsook everything and decided to follow Jesus Christ. That is very, very strange. Many of us, when we receive those miracles, many of us make vow. We make so much promises that, ah, God, if you do this for me, if you do that for me, I'm going to do. The moment you get that miracle, we no longer see you again. You have forgotten your God. You have forgotten where you started from. You have forgotten all those promises that you made to God. You are not ready to serve him. Peter forsook all, everything. He realized that they are nothing. They matter nothing to him again. What mattered to him is the fact that he now had Jesus. Apostle Paul speaking in Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, he said, "Yet, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ." Counted them as rubbish and he may gain Christ. No matter what you have, what is most important is having Christ. If you do not have Christ, if you have all the wealth in the world, you have nothing. Brothers and sisters, are you ready to forsake all for Christ? Are you ready to let go everything for Christ? For you to be able to forsake all for Christ, you must be ready to die to self. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 31, he said, "I have found by the boasting in you which I have in Christ Jesus our Lord, I die daily." Are you ready to die daily for Jesus Christ? If you are ready to die daily for him, you are ready to forsake all. For brothers and sisters, forsaking all, following Jesus, God himself is a rewarder of all those who diligently seek him. So following him, you'll be sure that benefits are there for you. So you must be ready to die to serve. You must be ready to make sacrifices. Brothers and sisters, when I'm talking about making sacrifice, not just about money, not everything is about money. Sacrifices mean your time, your intellect, ready to pay the price. In the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 38, he said, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Brothers and sisters, let nothing be able to separate Jesus from you. Nothing whatsoever should be able to separate Jesus from you. So you need to know that, brothers and sisters, a person that is going to forsake all is a person that knows that without him, he can do nothing. Our Lord Jesus Christ speaking in the book of John chapter 15, verse 5, he said, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, bear much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing." So you must know that without him, you can do nothing. You must acknowledge the fact that whatever you want to do in this life, it depends on Jesus. So why not you follow him? Because if you know that you follow him, in him, that those things you want to achieve, you'll be able to get it. Because he's the one that has all the power. He's the one that can make the impossible possible. He's the one that can reverse the irreversible. And indeed, he will reverse you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. When you are following him, you are ready to know that you are taking a decision that no matter the storm of life, because I have the Prince of Peace, his peace will reign in my life. In the book of John chapter 16, verse 33, the Bible says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Lord has overcome the world for you. Be of good cheer. Follow him. Ready to follow this Jesus. Ready to forsake all. All those things in this life that you have been chasing, why don't you leave them and begin to chase after Jesus? In Jesus, you have your peace. In Jesus, you have love. In Jesus, you have joy. In Jesus, you have fulfillment. Follow this Jesus. Peter forsook all. After everything he has got, he said that, look, this one is not what is important. The most important thing for me is to have Jesus. The most important thing for me is to follow Jesus. And he followed him. So when you follow him, you have all things. In the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 10, verse 39, he said, you will find his life, we lose it. And he who loses his life for my sake, we find it. He who loses his life for my sake, we find it. It is in Jesus you have life. Without him, there is no life. Brothers and sisters, why don't you follow this Jesus? Why don't you do his will? Why don't you go about the place telling people about the goodness of this God? Jesus, when he blessed Simon Peter there, he said, do not be afraid, for from now on you shall catch men. You shall be fishers of men. You go out and begin to catch men for Christ. Begin to minister to people, telling the whole world about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be ready to forsake all. Forsake your pride. Forsake your achievement. Forsake everything for the sake of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as you do that for him, the Almighty God will make way for you. He will remove every obstacle standing in your way in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Be ready to forsake him. He's going to give you your robe of righteousness once you follow him. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, he said, and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. You will have the righteousness in Christ. Brothers and sisters, follow him. Be ready to forsake all. He has blessed you not for you to leave him. He has blessed you for you to remain. He has saved your life, not for you to leave him, but he has saved your life to go out and win more souls for his kingdom. That is the reason why you are saved, for you to go out and win more souls for the kingdom of God, not for you to go on and continue to do what you have been doing before. No, brothers and sisters, be ready to forsake all. Peter was ready to leave all for Christ Jesus. Brothers and sisters, are you ready to do that? Are you ready to abide in him? Are you ready to answer your prayers? Don't worry about those prayers. Once you are with him, he will answer you. He's a prayer answering God, and he will answer your prayers. In that same John chapter 15, verse 7, he says, if you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. If you abide in him, why don't you abide in this Christ? Why don't you remain connected with him? Why don't you forsake all and follow Jesus Christ? Because by abiding in him, he said, whatever you ask, he said, whatever may be your desire, he said, it shall be done for you in as much as you are abiding in him. May the grace to abide in him be upon you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, you are hearing me today. You are not even sure whether you know this Jesus, not to talk about following him. I'm giving you the opportunity today for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, for you to turn back from those things that does not glorify the name of God, for you to embrace him and surrender every part of your life to him. And as you do so, the Almighty God will keep you. As you do so, he will guide you. He will direct your path. But you need to confess him, to acknowledging him today. So wherever you are, just say after me, Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It's you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children. that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. Write their names in the book of life. Let them never go back to their vomit in the name of Jesus. For everyone that have had this message, the Almighty God will visit you. He will do something wonderful in your life. Your life will be filled with His glory in the name of our Lord Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.